CNN's Abby Phillip claims Republicans back Caitlin Clark exclusively because she is white. By Marianne Angela on July 12, 2026. CNN host Abby Phillip said Republicans appear to be rallying behind Caitlin Clark because she is white, arguing that race is driving the political attention surrounding the Indiana Fever star. During CNN's Table for Five on Saturday, Phillip and a panel discussed a letter from 11 Republican lawmakers to Kathy Engelbert demanding action over what they described as repeated, racially motivated attacks against Clark. Representative August Pfluger, RTX, spearheaded the effort, warning the WNBA that if it continued allowing what he called the violent targeting of Clark, it could face investigations by the Justice Department and the EEOC over possible civil rights violations. I led my colleagues in demanding accountability from it, WNBA Commissioner Engelbert, after multiple attacks against Caitlin Clark, a player who is transforming women's sports and inspiring a new generation of young girls to participate in athletics. I'm putting the league on notice. pic.twitter.com/tpmpz682hx. Representative August Pfluger, at Rep. Pfluger, July 8, 2026. Sports broadcaster Kerry Champion dismissed the lawmakers' concerns, saying they did not understand the sport. "I think it's really, really disrespectful," Champion said, arguing that the physical play Clark has faced is a rite of passage in the WNBA. She said the league has always been physical and rejected claims that players were targeting Clark because of her race. Phillip agreed that Clark is a major star but questioned why Republican lawmakers have made her treatment a political issue. "The problem with Caitlin Clark is that she is a superstar. She's great at what she does. However, the attention that she's getting from Republicans and from government seems to be exclusively because she is white." Many ex-users praised Pfluger's move, thanking him for taking action and arguing that Clark has been unfairly targeted despite helping drive the WNBA's surge in popularity. "Good start. I hope these elected officials know that you could put together a 30-minute video of all the assaults Clark has endured over the past seasons." Rigidin apostrophe Blazit had hash, at ShowbizKid 12, July 8, 2026. "You need to hold a hearing. Roll the highlight reel of all the outrageous assaults on Clark with no penalty called." Honest Citizen, at Katso underscore Grande, July 8, 2026. "Thank you, sir. It takes a Texan to make this happen," one user wrote. Another added, "Thank you so much. I don't understand the hate her colleagues show towards her. She has transformed the WNBA. More fans than ever have bought tickets, league merchandise, not to mention the trickle-down sales for the venues from arenas, concession, overnight stays. It's a shame." Not everyone agreed with Pfluger's effort, however. Some ex-users argued Congress should focus on other priorities, saying the WNBA is a private business. How does this help one Republican win in November, or make things more affordable for U.S. families? Not what I voted for. Becca Lower, at Beckett Lower, July 8, 2026. There are way more important things going on in the U.S. than the ITMBA and Caitlin Clark. How about you and your colleagues focus on the job you were elected to do? Fix grocery prices, gas, utilities, etc. You all have to do better. Estcroixel 0, Estcroix underscore Hodge, July 10, 2026. I'm a huge CC fan and would love to see the WNBA get better overall. However, this doesn't seem like a congressional attention item, one user said. The WNBA is a private business. To the extent there is a labor or protected class issue, seems best to let agencies handle. Otherwise, this seems like the social media clickbaiting, fake outage, hyperbole that make things worse, not better. Pass the Save America Act. This is a waste of your time and our taxpayer dollars, another commented.